Survey, plurality of voters, one-third of Democrats say defeat of Biden in 2024 would be good for economy. By Hannah Blow on August 19, 2023. Nearly half of likely voters and over one-third of Democrats believe the defeat of President Joe Biden in 2024 would be good for the U.S. economy, a recent Rasmussen Report survey found. The survey found most likely voters, 63%, rated the economy as either poor or fair. Of those, 47% categorize the U.S. economy as poor, a sentiment shared by 70% of Republicans, 48% of independents, and over a quarter, 26%, of Democrats. When asked if the defeat of Biden in 2024 would be good or bad for the U.S. economy, a plurality, 48%, of likely voters said it would be good, followed by 34% who said bad, 10% who remain unsure, and 8% who said it would have no impact at all. Most Republicans, 61%, and a plurality of independents, 46%, believe the defeat of Biden in 2024 would be good for the economy, compared to 42% of Democrats who believe it would be bad. However, well over one-third of Democrats, 38%, believe the 2024 defeat of their party's likely candidate would be good for the U.S. economy. Rasmussen Report added further perspective, noting that 4 years ago, when President Donald Trump was in office, 58% of voters rated the economy good or excellent, but 44% said it would be good for the economy if Trump was defeated in the next election. The survey was taken August 8 to 10, 2023, among 1,019 U.S. likely voters. It has a +/3% margin of error. The findings come as Americans continue to sour on Bidenomics. Related, Jefferies, people haven't paid full attention to Biden's economic accomplishments. A recent Reuters/Ipsos survey found Americans concluding that the economy is worse now than it was 5 years ago under former President Donald Trump's leadership. As Breitbart News reported, the overall survey found that Americans view economic issues as some of the most pressing problems of the day. Overall, nearly half, 49%, of Americans view inflation as the most important issue facing the country. Further, nearly three-quarters of Americans, 73%, say the economy is worse off now than it was 5 years ago, under Trump's leadership. A majority, 64%, also believe the economy is worse off than it was in 2020, when the coronavirus took a grip, forcing businesses to close. About 2 in 5 of Americans say they feel worse off from 5 years ago generally, 38%, and a similar number say they feel worse off compared to 2020, 37%, according to Ipsos, which also found that 56% do not believe Biden is doing enough to invest in the economy. The White House, however, has maintained that Bidenomics is working because prices are going down. But as Breitbart News's John Carney observed, this is false. In general, products and services purchased by Americans do not cost less than they did in the past. The Labor Department said Thursday that the Consumer Price Index was up 3.1% in July compared with a year earlier. Compared with the prior month, the index was up 0.2%. Core CPI, which is a measure that excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose 0.2% for the month and 4.7% for the year. Inflation is the rate of change of prices. When inflation declines, as it has in recent months, this does not mean costs are going down. It means the pace of price increases has slowed. Last summer, prices were rising at around 9% per year. This summer, they are up just over 3% from a year ago. Costs are going up, not down. Related, White House on poor Biden economic polls. People have been through a ton and there's partisanship.